The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Concerns that drones could violate rights and invade privacy prompted an alliance between the state ACLU and lawmakers to put drone deployments on hold, at least temporarily. Delegate Todd Gilbert sponsored one of the bills.
I want to live in a world much more akin to that that was envisioned by our founding fathers than one that was envisioned by a gentleman named George Orwell. And I think we're rapidly approaching a time in our history where this type of technology is so pervasive that we could very well lose what we think of as our privacy rights.
Gilbert said the initial plan was not for a moratorium.
We were trying to develop a framework by which we could allow law enforcement and regulatory agencies to use this technology in a way that was not an invasion of privacy. And I think a lot of the law enforcement elements did not want anything but the unfettered use of this technology, and that gave us great pause. So we decided to go with a moratorium.
Exceptions are made for searches and rescues, Virginia Guard training and emergencies, amber or senior alerts, or blue alerts when police officers are in danger. But the drones cannot be weaponized. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.